Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon. Saturday. You know what that means. Instead of the usual crap that I peddle on a daily basis in this 100-word stories podcast, it's your turn. It's the weekly challenge, where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you get to come up with the stories. And boy, did you come up with stories this week. I mean, the topic was a bucket of gruel, and you guys went to town on that. I mean, I couldn't think of one until the last minute. And you know what it's going to be about. You know, these stupid frickin' headlines about this, you know, child molesting freak, you know, abused by his parents. Okay, yeah, that only goes so much, so fine, you go seek therapy. And if you go seek therapy and it doesn't work, and you just happen to have, say, Lisa Marie Presley as a wife, what does she do? She lets him fucking die. No, you commit the son of a bitch. And you get him the help he needs, you keep him off the stage. Hey, they would have had a few million left over. You know what? Now he's 400 million in the hole. We all suffer. All right? That's my opinion. Who gives a crap? The winner last week was Danny. Congratulations, Danny. So, if you go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, you're going to see the text of his stories. You're going to see links to everybody, the ability to vote for your favorites. But before you vote and go there, let's listen to some of the stories. Here's Danny.
What's up, guys? This is Danny for DannyMalkle.com, and this is my 100-word story entry for weekly challenge number 166. The topic this week was a bucket of gruel. Here we go.
Next!
They shaved our heads and stripped us of our possessions. We're forced into uniforms and our identities raped into numbers. Some have forgotten their own names. My steady surgeon's hand used scalpels to save people's lives once. Now it holds hard plastic and is weighted down with chains.
Next!
The voice ordered everyone to shuffle forward. It was her fault for making me teach him a lesson. She was the unfaithful demon. I was the angel of justice, of love.
Next!
A ladle scraped the steel drum as the last bit of prison gruel was served on my tray.
Thank you, Danny, and congratulations for your victory last week. Let's see how you fare this week. All right, well, now that we've gotten the winner out of the way, let's go into the veterans. And remember, you can vote for your favorites at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. See links to everyone who sent in a story, and everybody has a link this week. Isn't that cool? That's awesome. I think when folks start writing their own stuff and they come here, or they come here and then that inspires to write their own stuff, whatever. You know, it's more writing, it's more cool reading, it gives you stuff to do other than watch this fucking Michael Jackson coverage, you know? You're gonna learn this about this and that about that. Oh, God, everyone talks about the Defense Department wasting money, you know, that could be used on charity and people and healthcare. Look at all the crap we waste on covering Michael Jackson. Huh? Yeah, I know, you can't use live trucks for ambulances, just like you can't use tanks. But what if you didn't have to manufacture them in the first place? Think about that. Oh well, I've babbled enough, I've ranted. You know, you're gonna notice something a little different about this week if you can figure it out. You know, you like win a prize or something, or a hug. Anyway, here's Justin and his story.
Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with today's 100-word story. Just a little update on me. The SpaceTurtle.com, I've got a new story called Willy the Fish. It's about 400 words. Real quick, check that out. In Second Life, at the Third Life Books, had a poetry karaoke I joined in, and I won. I read The Wreck of Some Ship That Starts With an H, forgot the name, by Longfellow. Used a combination of old Shonky Dog pirate voices and emotes, so facial expressions in the game. Or in Second Life, so that was fun, and won some neat stuff. a story here. It's called A Grueling Challenge. Though I don't know why, because I completely changed the story. So that title has no meaning anymore. But, I was talking to a friend of mine online, and he gave me the idea. And then I had a second part of the idea, combined the two. And here's the story that I came up with. Oliver stared down mournfully. His tummy rumbled with despair. He clinked his spoon into the empty bowl, picked it up, and stood. Even though what passed for food around here made his mouth numb, likely to keep the boys quiet, he wanted more. He walked up to the kitchen master. "Please, sir, may I have some more?" The master leaned over, squinting. "More what?" "Food, please." The master crossed his arms. "What kind of food?" "Glue, sir." The master grinned, picked up a bucket, and dropped it on Oliver's head. The bucket fell from his empty shoulders. Inside, only darkness.
That Justin. Isn't he a character? By the way, you can check out his stuff in Second Life, Northeast Norville. When you get work in those discussions, I want to be a part of the storytelling. That'll get my ass in gear. You know, the floating gears. But, you know, when you have time, you know, maybe Melody can, you know, he's so funny. All right, let's move on to our next participant. And heavy on the pant here, because it's Linda.
Hey, everyone, it's Linda. Again. Just coming back for more and more and more.
Pizza, can I have some more? More?
Yes. This week's theme was a bucket of gruel. That's all you're going to get. Yeah. Also, a little side helping of how I just see eBay and what it turned into. Enjoy your gruel. For sale, one lightly used bucket of gruel. My children don't appreciate the healing properties of my fine millet and honey recipe, so I'm selling it along with their video games to teach them a lesson. What makes this bucket of gruel so special is that after my son vomited in it last Thursday, the spirit of a Mayan priest emerged from the swirling chowder and summoned a delightful goblin who cleaned our house top to bottom before playing many amusing tricks on us. Don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind delicacy with bonus goblin. Local pickup only.
Thank you, Linda. Oh, whew, just rushing through here, trying to get this done. It's early in the morning, and it's going to be beautiful out. It's going to be 100 and a little bit of humidity, but I've got a fan out. This is going to be a nice day. I got the iced tea ready. I've got the lemons. I've got the limes. I've got a lot of ice. This is going to be good. And I've got a little chest for the ice out there. I don't care if the ice melts. You know, the freezer's working just fine. You should do that sometime. Grab the laptop and just go outside and enjoy it. Read stories, listen to stories, put your iPod on a dock. Don't have those things straight in your ears. And just enjoy. And if the birds are really nice, hit the pause button and just soak it in. And I don't care if there's traffic. We have a place that's the convergence of two of the busiest freeways in Texas. It's one of the busiest intersections. And you can actually hear stuff from it, but it sounds like the ocean. Isn't that cool? Another thing that sounds like the ocean is, of course, Jeffrey of Great Heights. And I'm sorry that I don't send one in every week. The challenge for me is typing the stuff up while I'm on the way home or on the way to work when the topic hits me. And I know that's weird. You know, I expect people to write in every week. And, hey, come on, write, you're leaving me behind. And I don't do it myself, but this has been a really weird week with the Omniprem and Beth being sick. So those are my pathetic excuses, although Beth really isn't all that pathetic. She's, you know, when she's playing the violin, she's like a tornado of music and hair. Go to YouTube and watch, you know, with her and Grace Buford. I mean, man, dude, spinning, whirling dervish thing, you know. And by the way, she packs a real mean punch. We're talking 3 ice packs. I won't tell you where they go. So here's Jeffrey.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 166 with the prompt of Bucket of Gruel. Yes, I'm back, finally. I actually wrote stories for like the last 3 or 4 weeks, but forgot to send them in or recorded them or didn't record them. I'm back. Anyway, so here's my entry for Bucket of Gruel. It's always about this line with you. You can never be happy. Well, what do you expect? I mean, it's the longest line in town, and you always want to come here for lunch. Their food is good, and they're cheap. Good. May taste good, but it's not good for you. Well, I like it, and that's what matters. If you say so. But I think we should find a better place to eat. What would you like better? I don't know. But even the name is, well, wrong. You don't like Bucket of Gruel? This has been Bucket of Gruel by Jeffrey Height. I hope you enjoyed the stories. Thank you to Lawrence and Norval Joe for promoting Great Heights. We have lots of other great stories over there, so come on over and take a look. And until next time.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And once again, check out Great Heights. Really, do it. I see a lot of you are on there. I want to see more of you on there. If this podcast, mine, collapses, his is the fallback point. His is the shelter. His is where you go, all right? Let's throw support to Jeffrey here, even though I'm, you know, not recording myself. Maybe if I just fold this one, folks would actually, the 100-word limit is actually kind of a restriction. It's not really a challenge. It's tying you down. I mean, I don't feel bad when somebody doesn't post 100-word stories, but they post to Great Heights. That's how much I believe in him. And I've said that about other podcasts, too. And I've said, hey, send some stuff over to Guy David when he does his, like, hey, what's your opinion about the future? And it's like, go, do it, try it. And, yeah, I know I say, hey, go help out Caleb with his, you know, radio script plays. And I kind of bailed on the last one, and, you know, he hasn't come back and, you know, asked me. And it's like, yeah, I understand, because, like, if my heart isn't in it, I'm not going to do it. But if my heart isn't in performing, but promoting and getting other people to do it and try it, I mean, come on. It's just like, you know, painting the fence. I'm watching that fence get painted, but it's not my fence this time. And that's, I guess, that's what's good about it. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. She wasn't able to record her story this week, so you know what that means.
Buckets of grueling tension and flop sweats wash over me. The plane has finally landed. I'm reviewing my continuation to Calgary. Check international documents. Shit. I see my passport at home, 1,000 miles away. This morning, the car wouldn't start. Once jumped, the fuel filter failed. Change plans, cancel appointments, call mechanic, hastily pack. On the flight, there's no diet soda. I overhear, think this is contagious? A child screams. We're landing in the river. Teenage Mutant Ninja Terrorists are taking over the terminal. Is Mars in retrograde? Note to self, fire travel planner, and find overnight express office.
Thank you, Anima, and sorry you went through all that. This is why I don't travel anymore. I spent a lot of time traveling. I never saw my home for long periods of time. I never saw the same city twice for a month. You don't want to live out of a suitcase. You want to live out of a staircase. Next up, as we walk up the staircase of love, it is our love for Guy David, who does the music at the beginning of the podcast, the ending of the podcast. He didn't do it for Animus Piece this week because that was the midget. So here we go with Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to weekly challenge number 166. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we are experiencing unexpected absence. I feel miserable. Does it show in my voice? Find me at nightguy.gaydavid.com. The topic for this week's challenge is a packet of gruel. This is part 6 of the Patchwork Bus. Enjoy! The bucket of gruel looked like a thimble at the end of the oversized baby. The servants running around it looked like midgets, though in regular perspective they looked massive. The baby was ancient. No one knew how ancient it was, they just knew it was there long before the empire was founded, long before the wars, long before civilization came and fell. Suddenly, a bus came out of the porridge, taking the baby with it. "Thanks for taking me from that place," said the baby, his voice deep and resonant. "I was getting tired from play-acting the baby part."
That's Guy David, folks. Thank you, Guy. And remember, his music up at nightguy.guydavid.com. Creative Commons, use it for your pieces, toss him a few bucks. You know, I keep saying that I'm going to use his new pieces, and I do have them chopped up, and I have them in templates, and I don't use them. Why? Because the cello loop and violin loop are perfect. Are perfect. There's no messing with perfection. And speaking of perfection, here is Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge. I think it's number 166, with a prompt of a bucket of gruel. Now, who'd have come up with that? I call my story Temptation and Greed. The orc guards were distracted from their watch by their nagging hunger. "What's for dinner?" one orc said. They both eyed the bucket of gruel. Silently, a hobbit slipped past, making his way into the stockade. Rumors of the rich treasury inside the stronghold was adequate motivation for the diminutive thief. He noticed the bag of gold hanging from the guard's belt and thought to add it to his stash. Suddenly, the guard sat. The two orcs stood looking at the dead hobbit. "Not much to eat there." "Nope, that and a bucket of gruel would almost make a meal." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
I love the harmonica at the beginning. Everybody has to have like some kind of shtick that opens things up. I mean, you have Norval Joe, you have Guy David's thing. Everybody has their little goofiness. When Ellison is on here, he does his, you know the lead up with 30 seconds of music, you know, what you're in for. Oh man, have you figured out what my shtick is this week? No? You haven't? No? You haven't been paying attention? No? You just listen to the stories and skipping over my crap? Okay. Yeah, that's alright. Well, Mick. Woo! Slow down. Mick Bordet is back again. Scottish podcast, right? And he's come back, and you can hear his stuff. Over at Norval Joe. Not Norval Joe. I'm just losing my mind here. Whew, I should not have taken so many pills. I'll wind up like Michael Jackson. Here's Mick.
This is Mick Bordet from the Some Other Scotland podcast at someotherscotland.blogspot.com. with a story for 100 Word Stories, episode 166. Shug sat staring at the burger between his calloused hands. His wife left after they lost the farm. His faithful dog died. And the welfare check didn't cover his rent. He was living a classic country and western song. He blamed the scientists. They eventually spotted the pattern. Mad cow disease, bird flu, swine flu, sheep lurgy. But it was too late. Mother Nature's course correction was in place. Contaminated meat stocks led to government restrictions. Families can thrive on a bucket of gruel per week. Bunch of damned hippies, he muttered, and sank his teeth into the delicious beef.
Thank you, Mick. And you don't have to be a stranger, but you know what? You're not a stranger as long as you're doing stories for Great Heights, too. I mean, it's not like I'm like, you've got to be here each and every week. No, if you're writing for other places, if something strikes your fancy and you write for Podcastle, you write for Space Eggs, you write for whatever. You know, even if you write Drabblecast. Norm Sherman. Oh, anyway. If you write and you make something and it's cool, it doesn't matter where it is. It's cool anywhere. Speaking of cool anywhere, Lori has come back. She's forgiven me for forgetting her in that stupid poll. I'm always rushing things. And speaking of rushing things, let's get her story in here.
When the congee finished cooking, I poured two bowls. I ache for my retired general to be young again. As I spoon-fed, I began to daymare my general pushing me to the floor, barking illicit commands through clenched teeth, seething with lust, violating me repeatedly until satisfied. The general begins to aspirate, pulling me from my fantasy. He spews the milky rice all over my face and breasts. I smile at the irony of my twisted thoughts and reality. Once fierce, he is now nothing more than a puny, diseased invalid. I scrape the leftovers into a bucket and draw the steaming bubble bath. I disrobe and lift him ever so gently into my arms. I wrap his gnarled fingers around the sweet-scented bar of soap and guide his hands slowly over my tan skin. I reach under the bubbles and confirm his eagerness for me to begin cleaning him.
I know. I'm no god. No god. Yes, I am no god with erotic poetry. But one day, someone will. Anyone else want to give that one a shot? The text is in the show notes in case you want to give it a try. I want to hear what you guys come up with. But don't forget to do the stories. But if you don't, that's okay. Maybe there could be a show of everyone attempting their way of doing that story. I couldn't ham it up. Anyway, here is our favorite person to go last, Planet Z.
He was the king. He always would be, and this made him sick. Since he was a child, the spotlight blinded and burned him. His sullen, manipulative family withered in his shadow. A brother, his name lost in a prescription haze, subjected to continuous disfiguring surgeries, snip this, slice that, shift it around, smooth it out. I swear, it's as if they were twins. The day came to fake his death, but the dosage was wrong. Dead. Maybe, just maybe. No. The doppelganger in the basement, face down in a bucket of gruel, also dead. They both were finally free.
And that's it for the weekly challenge this week. Weekly challenge number 166, a bucket of gruel. You can find the text for the stories in the show notes at podcastinggodisfullofcrap.com. Vote for your favorites. That's more than one. Unless you have one favorite, then vote for that one. Or if you don't have any favorites, vote for them all and drive people crazy. Oh, man, what a day. I'm going to finish up the Omniprim here, a few other stuff. Only two people there this morning, which is why I'm getting this done now. That's one of the big secrets. If you figure out the other secret, put it in the show notes. I think it's pretty obvious, and it shows that how someone does a podcast, how you do bantering and feedback with people that aren't really there. how do you have a conversation in disjointed time? So let's see if you figure this one out. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. The topic of the next one is up. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.